Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Government announces $1 billion fund for creators' economy ahead of World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025. Uttar Pradesh government to transform all municipal corporations into solar cities. Festival of Colors Holi being celebrated across the country today with traditional enthusiasm. 17 Naxalites surrender in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. ED launches investigation into sensational gold smuggling case involving Kannada actress Rania Rao. And in cricket, Mumbai Indians beat Gujarat Giants by 47 runs in eliminator of Women's Premier League to clash with Delhi Capitals in final tomorrow. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has announced a $1 billion fund for the creator's economy as part of the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025. He said the event, to be held in Mumbai from May 1st to 4th, will give creators' community a platform to create high-value content. Mr. Vaishnav was speaking at a high-level session on Waves 2025 organized in New Delhi yesterday. The session, organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, sought to engage the international community ahead of the Waves 2025. Mr. Vaishnav informed that the first Indian Institute of Creative Technology, IICT, will be established near Film City in Goregaon, Mumbai.
A $1 billion fund will be created for the creators' economy, which will be for making sure that all our energetic creators, using the latest technologies today, they will be able to get access to capital and upgrade their production levels and reach out to the global market. Pehla IICT banega Mumbai mein. Cabinet mein approval ke baad mein, ab pehle IICT ko establish karne ke liye 391 crore rupees sanction ho gaye.
Speaking on the occasion, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said, Waves will serve as a pivotal platform for fostering discussions, collaboration and innovation for the media and entertainment industry. He noted that the event will unite industry leaders, stakeholders and innovators to explore opportunities, address challenges and shape the future of the sector.
Waves represents the coming together of cinema, of the digital world, of content revolution, of the IT industry, and of global capability centers in India. Now, on its part, India happens to be a prolific producer, a mass consumer, an enthusiastic innovator, and an active global contributor.
Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has announced that all municipal corporations in the state will be transformed into solar cities. The announcement came during the concluding session of a three-day workshop and national conference on the National Clean Air Program, NCAP, held in Gorakhpur. Chief Minister Yogi outlined that Uttar Pradesh is targeting the generation of 22,000 megawatt of clean energy.
22,000 megawatt ke renewable energy ke liye, jisme se ab tak hum log lagbhag 6,000 renewable energy bana chuke hain solar panel ke madhyam se. Ayodhya aaj desh ki pehli solar city hai, jahan par jitni bhi renewable energy hamari ban rahi usi se wahan ki street light jalti. Street light ke liye hum hydro ya thermal power ka upyog nahi karte, wahan par hum log solar panel hum logon ne lagaye hain, usi se street light Ayodhya ki jalti hai. Aise hi 17 ke 17 municipal corporation ko hum logon ne iske sath jodne ka karya kiya hai. Acha incentive hum de rahe hain.
17 Naxalites have surrendered in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. A senior police official said the cadres, including a couple, turned themselves in before senior police and Central Reserve Police Force CRPF officials in Bijapur yesterday. Bijapur senior superintendent of police Jitendra Kumar Yadav said the surrendered Naxalites cited disappointment with the hollow and inhuman Maoist ideology, exploitation of innocent tribals by senior cadres and increasing influence of security forces. The Enforcement Directorate ED has launched an investigation into the sensational gold smuggling case involving Kannada actress Rania Rao, the stepdaughter of Karnataka DGP K. Ramachandra Rao. ED has conducted searches and raids at 8 locations in Bengaluru and other places. The sleuths have conducted raids till late in the evening yesterday at the residence of Rania Rao on the upscale Lavelle Road in Bengaluru. Simultaneous raids were also conducted on the residence of Tarun Raju, a close friend of Rania Rao and grandson of a star hotel owner on the Kumara Park East Road in Bengaluru. Meanwhile, the Director of Revenue Intelligence, DRI, also conducted raids at 9 locations across Bengaluru, targeting the flats and properties of Rania Rao's husband, Jatin Vijay Kumar Hukkeri. In Telangana, the 5 candidates nominated by various political parties as members of Legislative Council, MLCs, under the MLA's quota were unanimously elected on the last day of withdrawal of nominations yesterday. Returning officer Upendra has declared all 5 candidates as elected and handed over the authorization certificates to them. Former MP and film actress Vijaya Shanti, Adanki Dayakar and Shankar Nayak were elected from the ruling Congress party, while N. Satyam of CPI was elected with the support of the Congress. Opposition BRS candidate Dasoju Shravan was also elected unopposed. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will arrive in Assam this evening for a 3-day visit, during which he is scheduled to attend multiple programs. Upon arrival, he will travel from Jorhat Airport to Golaghat and spend the night at the Lachit Borphukan Police Academy in Derka. Tomorrow morning, Mr. Shah will inaugurate the state-of-the-art Police Academy before departing for Mizoram. At 2 p.m., he will attend a function in Aizawl for the relocation of Assam Rifles establishments to Jokhavsang. Later, he will return to Guwahati for an overnight stay. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Festival of Colours Holi is being celebrated across the country today with traditional enthusiasm. The festival signifies the victory of good over evil and the onset of spring season. The festival begins with Holika Dahan, a day prior to Holi. Holi festival gives the message of equality and fraternity, as all the sections of society, irrespective of caste, creed, age and sex, celebrate it with great enthusiasm. In Gujarat, the festival of Holi Dhuleti is being celebrated with great zeal and fervor. Phagani Poonam festival, Puldol Utsav are being organized with great pomp at Jagat Mandir of Dwarka, Ranchhordas Mandir at Dakor and other prominent Shri Krishna temples in the state. In the most revered Dakor temple, people came by walking to celebrate Holi with the god. We have a report from our correspondent.
Amid the slogans of Jai Dwarkadish, Jai Ranchhod and Jai Shri Krishna, a large number of devotees have thronged to Dwarka, Dakor, Shamayaji and other prominent ISKCON and Hare Krishna temples in the state to take part in the Phul Dol Utsav and Phagani Poonam Utsav on the occasion of Holi. At the famous Raja Ranchhod Rai temple in Dakor, the day began with the Mangala Aarti early in the morning, setting the stage for the day-long celebration. Over in Dwarka, the festivities are in full swing at Dwarkadish temple, with the priest filling the silver pichkaris with kesuda water and lal to celebrate Holi with the god. Devotees will also join the festival of colors in the noon by throwing gulal in the joyous celebration. With Karan Joshi from Dwarka, Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Talking to Akashwani News, head of the Department of Dermatology at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS in New Delhi, Dr. Kaushal Verma advised people to use natural colors and avoid synthetic ones during the celebrations.
होली के समय नीले रंगों का इस्तेमाल ना करें, सूखे रंगों का या गुलाल का इस्तेमाल करें। कभी कभी होली के टाइम लोग जो हैं ये पेंट, वार्निश, कीचड़ जैसी चीजों का इस्तेमाल करते हैं होली खेलने के लिए। इसको बिल्कुल ही ना करें, इससे त्वचा को नुकसान पहुंचता है।
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion of Holi. On the occasion of Holi, metro services will not be available till 2:30 p.m. today on all lines of the Delhi Metro, including the Airport Express line. Delhi Metro, in a social media post, shared that metro services will resume at 2:30 p.m. today from terminal stations on all lines and will continue normally thereafter. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has said that the Class 12 examinations scheduled to be held tomorrow will be conducted as planned despite extended Holi celebrations across various parts of the country. The board in a statement said that the Class 12 examination for Hindi core and Hindi elective subjects will be held on the scheduled date. It added that students who are unable to attend the examination tomorrow will be given an opportunity to appear in the special examination conducted for students participating in national or international level sports events. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Mumbai Indians stormed into the final with a 47-run victory over Gujarat Giants in the eliminator at the Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai last night. With this win, Mumbai set up a thrilling title clash against Delhi Capitals tomorrow. Batting first on a fresh pitch, Mumbai posted a massive total of 213-4 in the stipulated 20 overs. In response, Gujarat Giants faltered despite some resistance from Danielle Gibson and Phoebe Litchfield. They were eventually bowled out for 166 in 19.2 overs. In the Masters League IML T20 cricket, India Masters stormed into the final with a dominant 94 runs victory over Australia Masters in Raipur yesterday. Yuvraj Singh starred with a blistering half century, while left arm spinner Shahbaz Nadeem shone with a 4-wicket haul for India. In the second semi final today, Sri Lanka Masters will face West Indies Masters at the same venue. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 pm. In badminton, India's Teresa Jolly and her partner Gayatri Gopichand have advanced to the women's doubles quarterfinals of the All England Open Championships in Birmingham, England last evening. The Indian duo secured their spot with a hard-fought victory over South Korea's Kong Hee-yong and Kim Hye-jung. Teresa and Gayatri will next face the Chinese pair of Tan Ning and Liu Shengshu in the quarterfinals this evening. India wrapped up a remarkable campaign at the World Para Athletics Grand Prix 2025 in Delhi, finishing atop the medals tally with an impressive total of 134 medals, including 45 gold, 40 silver, and 49 bronze. With outstanding performances across track and field events, the host nation showcased its growing strength, depth, and determination in para athletics on the global stage. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sunil. Hindustan Times reports that 59 foreign terrorists from 3 different terror outfits and 17 local terrorists are active in Jammu and Kashmir. Calling it a shot in the arm for ISRO's future missions, the Indian Express reports that nearly 2 months after ISRO successfully demonstrated its docking capability, it disengaged and undocked 2 satellites in its first attempt. Uttar Pradesh hires over 60,000 cops in the country's biggest job drive, reports the Times of India. The Hindu reports that Madras High Court has fixed a cap on tourist vehicles to the Nilgiris and Kodaikanal between April and June this year on account of the ability of these places to accommodate tourists. And finally, under the headline, Abandoned, Blinded, Maimed, Each Rescued Camel Breeds a Story, the pioneer carries a heartwarming account of a camel rescue center in Bassi near Jaipur that is doing sterling work for the past 14 years in rescuing, treating and rehabilitating camels no longer wanted. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government announces $1 billion fund for creators' economy ahead of World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025. Uttar Pradesh government to transform all municipal corporations into solar cities. Festival of Colors Holi being celebrated across the country today with traditional enthusiasm. 17 Naxalites surrender in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. ED launches investigation into sensational gold smuggling case involving Kannada actress Rania Rao. And in cricket, Mumbai Indians beat Gujarat Giants by 47 runs in eliminator of Women's Premier League to clash with Delhi Capitals in final tomorrow. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.